To great patriot, this is the Naija Patriot Reports podcast. My name is Kemi Asekun. Over the last few weeks, I have been unable to podcast due to circumstances beyond my control. But lest I bore you with details, let's just say it's great to be back. Today is the 10th day in the month of June 2021. In the last few weeks, I have met quite a number of people who feel that my optimism about the greatest nation in the world is far-reaching. Hence, this podcast, it is to address that. Why are patriots die-hardly optimistic about Nigeria? Personally, my optimism about Nigeria stems from the fact that the last 6+ years is the first time since 1999 that we're truly experiencing a democracy. And why do I say that? You see, democracy is government for the people by the people, right? Good. So, what can anyone, anywhere in Nigeria, point out that was done for the people, in the 16 years we spent under the umbrella before this administration? I mean, in terms of roads, I mean, in terms of access to funds, I mean, in terms of starting a business advisory and all that. What many people who are agitating against this government fail to realize or take into cognizance is that even in the face of little or the barest minimum, a lot is being put to work. And the time to put whatever little we have to work is now. To build and continue building. To enable businesses so that they can earn and eventually start paying taxes to create a better nation. At different points during the kleptocratic era we spent under the umbrella, alarms were raised by the people even in that government that money was being moved, that our commonwealth was developing wings and taking flight to other countries. It seemed like a joke. We barely took it serious at that time because typical Nigerians, we hear about it, laugh about it, and wave it off. At some point, someone raised an alarm, $20 billion has moved, oh. May I remind you that the richest black man, Alhaji Dangote, is not even, you know, worth up to $20 billion. So for $20 billion to move, you can imagine what that is. At another point, somebody else raised an alarm. $30 billion has moved again. We laughed about it, joked about it, and then we just continued. After all, there is money in circulation. And that brings me to the Yoruba proverb that says that, you know, something is sweet. You're feeling it is sweet, but it's destroying you. The kleptocratic dispensation that we were in for 16 years destroyed us. They bought everything possible to make us forget about the fact that they were stealing and taking it away from us. They stole our commonwealth, that is money that could have been used to develop whatever it is that could have been developed that would have made Nigeria a better and an easier place to live in. Today, the breeze has blown. We find that $69 billion is stuck somewhere in the US, moved. You can put it on Google to search. $69 billion of Nigerian money is somewhere in the US, and whether we can recover that money or not is story for another day. Whether Nigeria will get that money back or not is something that, you know, we have to think about. But to put it in the right context, do you know that the budget for this year, 2021, is 13.6 trillion naira? And that means that is the money going to be used to pay all the civil servants, used to build roads, used to do whatever it is that we need to do. 13.6 billion naira. I beg your pardon, 13.6 trillion naira. And that same amount times two plus a little more is sitting idly in a bank in the US. Of course, the US can borrow the money to do whatever it is they want to use it to do at that time. It's in their economy already. Ha! It is well. Welcome. You're listening to the Naija Patriot Report podcast, and my name is Kemi Ashekun. You can follow us on AudioMac, where you get to see all the podcasts we have done. We will also put the podcast on other platforms where you can also follow the podcast. This podcast is basically dedicated to reawakening patriotism in every Nigerian, to make every one of us understand that unless we decide to put Nigeria to work as good citizens, Nigeria will continue to be that country where people pull on and run away from. Moving on. 13.6 trillion naira is Nigeria's budget for 2021, and as we speak right now, $69 billion is stuck in the U.S. of A. We hope that the vice president, with his prowess as a lawyer, will be able to help us, you know, get that money back. So if $69 billion is moved out of an economy, how won't the economy how won't it be crippled? How won't the naira fall? How won't America be a desired destination when they have access to money that was stolen from Nigeria by Nigerians to stash in America? Ha! In any case, anyone who thinks deeply and anyone who doesn't follow the herd-like mentality, the one they call godo-godo, go this way, everybody goes that way. Anyone who is willing to sit down to think independently will understand that currently what this government is battling with is cleansing a maggot-infested field to the brim with feces, blocked toilet that takes patience and metallic overalls to clean up, lest the stench and the particles from it stain. One has to be very careful. What is most unfortunate is that the people for whom this hard work is being put in place to fix are refusing to see the light. That is the most unfortunate thing. Die Hard Optimist is the title of this podcast. My name is Kemi Ashekun, and I am speaking from a personal angle today. Many of those who want a splitting of the nation, now that we are having a semblance of a democracy, if they will be truthful to themselves, have no clear roadmap to their requests. They just feel and regurgitate hatred towards a particular tribe, as spewed to and on them by others. Greatness requires independent thinking and not a head-like mentality or everything said by others. That is why, even if you will look at the Bible, for those who are Christians, when God wants to use a person, he separates them. Because you cannot be a part of the head and be the leader. It doesn't make sense. And so if you are going to single out yourself for greatness, you must sit down somewhere and think, what all these people are saying, is it true? Or is there something else to this that meets the eye? Greatness is not follow-follow. Greatness is not godo-godo. We go this way, you go that way. Greatness is standalone. And so for those who will permit themselves an opportunity to independently think, patriots will ask that you kindly look at this with your insights. If the train is fixed from here to Kano, that means you can move from here to Kano just for sightseeing, for excursion. People want to come and invest in Nigeria. They see opportunities. Kellogg's has come. There are companies from all over the world, Italy and all that, coming into Nigeria in droves. But who will stay in a country that even the country's citizens do not value? That's the greatest question we should ask ourselves. And if yes, you are fortunate enough to be able to leave Nigeria, you will always be a second citizen in whatever first nation you have chosen. And you will always be referred to as Nigerian American. So how about, even if you want to migrate, how about pushing the right narrative about Nigeria? How about not pooing on top of Nigeria and running away from Nigeria? Many of those who have the opportunity to run away from Nigeria have their siblings here. They have their family here. They have extended family. Oh, yes, it doesn't matter. But the truth is, you might have to actually go and find where your umbilical cord was buried so that you can also take that with you. I'm sorry. This may seem a bit harsh, but you see, when people go into the house to tell themselves the home truth, sometimes you have to be harsh. Sometimes that's the only way people will understand. You have a media who are consistently saying negative things to the ears of the people, grossly unfair, because that is not what media is. Media is about giving people hope. Media is about telling people, yes, things may be this way, but eventually we'll get better. And no, it's not about the words that are spoken. It's about the innuendos. It's about the innuendos. May God deliver Nigeria from those who hate her, those who want to poo on her, and those who have enjoyed the kleptocratic dispensation we have had in the past, who now cannot understand why there is no stolen money in circulation. I have digressed from my script, but I am too passionate about Nigeria, and I see what the head mentality is doing to a lot of people. And I will ask that, can we at least take two steps back and look at things from a better angle? In previous podcasts, all right, okay. In previous podcasts, we have reiterated that those causing mayhem in farmlands are unlikely to be Nigerians. And if you think deeply about it, why would a man who earns his keep grazing around a community want to engage you in a gun duel or destroy the farmlands? It pays him nothing to do so. Besides, the fact that the weapons don't come cheap. So why are these people who have become killers tormenting our people and fomenting trouble that has caused villains and touts who are supporters of the kleptocratic dispensation to suddenly become heroes? Now, do I say that open grazing should continue? Maybe not. Maybe not. Because it's actually beginning to be a tool for the darkness and those who are supporters of the darkness to actually mess up the whole country. However, if we will be fair in our thinking, if we will be fair in the way we access things, the average Okada man on the road today is not a Nigerian. These are from small pocket countries that have nothing to lose. They have nothing to lose. They can always go back to their countries. But Nigerians have everything, everything to lose. Nigeria go better. Nigerians feel that the best thing to do to Nigeria is to poo on her, pardon my French, or steal from her and dump her in exchange for the citizenship of another country. They'd readily dump and ditch Nigeria in readiness for second-class states in other countries where they will never attempt to do half of what they do here in Nigeria. So, who is fooling who? Who will pay through the nose to be second class in another country and follow the rules and regulations there to the latter of such countries, including paying huge sums in taxes, but will attempt to hit or bribe a LASMA official who stops you for a traffic infraction? Nigeria is made up of Nigerians. God forbid it breaks. But if you split Nigeria into splints, if there is no surgical rearrangement of the Nigerian mindset to clean and claim ownership of their misdeeds and wrongful approach to things, then we will only have a divided country of common criminals. Let us all do a soul search and ask ourselves, in truth, is this government the problem or are we the problem? Is our challenge with the government impatience? Past administrations under the kleptocratic dispensation of the umbrella, under whose watch a minister was able to acquire jewelry that's worth around 14 billion naira, are they the problem? And I'm saying 14 billion naira of jewelry that was found. You never know the one that was not found. That is to say, somebody is wearing jewelry worth if a house in Lekki is worth 100 million naira, that's a four-bedroom duplex in Lekki is worth 100 million naira, okay? That means that a former minister under the umbrella, under the PDP, I beg your pardon, yes, you know, was able to acquire 100 times 10 times 14, that's 1,400 four-bedroom duplexes in Lekki as jewelry. Or is it under the same kleptocratic dispensation where, as we speak, $69 billion is hanging in the US that we are so angry they were kicked out and will do anything and everything to return to power? Who exactly is Nigeria's problem? God forbid Nigeria ever returns to a kleptocratic dispensation, and it will not be for the lack of patriots and people who have decided to speak up and speak loudly. I, Kemi Asekun, may be a lone voice in the desert. Call me diehard optimist, but I am a fervent believer in Nigeria, and I know our best is yet to come. Till then, I pledge to Nigeria, my country, to be faithful, loyal, and honest, to serve Nigeria with all my strength, to defend her unity and uphold her glory. So help me God. Amen. This is the Niger Patriot Report podcast, and it's basically about pushing patriotism and telling the world that Nigeria and Nigerians are ready to fight for the soul of a better nation. Have a great day. Cheers.